I think I have scoliosis.
Oh. What? Can I get a hell yeah? What? What? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. What? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And I know it ain't right. And I know it ain't right. And I know you shouldn't take this advice. But make sure you're really drunk when you drive and walk on some glass with no shoes on it. Self-diagnosed?
Disease of the spine. No, some kid, and I'm some mean kid in high school.
Oh.
Yeah, he saw me doing push-ups. He said, that kid has scoliosis.
Oh. Well, what they say usually turns out to be right.
Yeah. It always does. Yeah.
Everyone called me gay in high school, and I was like, you guys have no idea.
Fucking gang gang.
That I have no idea.
Somehow you knew before I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have scoliosis? Do you have any severe medical problems of the spine?
Not of the spine, but I'm hoping to get a hunchback when I'm older.
Hey, I know a guy. You want to go to hunchback?
I need a woman to do. I think I can do it myself.
Well, that's a good mindset to have, 2024.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just a misogynist pig thinking that you need a man to make you into a hunchback.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, I know a guy, and then be like, it's me.
No. Carl, up the street.
Works Carl.
He works at the Chevron.
Wow.
Yeah, gives me a deal on Nutrigain ball or bars.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know Nutrigain bars?
Nutri-grain.
Nutri-grain.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Nutri-gang? I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to like put words in your mouth, but I took me a second to be like, oh, Nutri-grain bar.
Well, I am in the Nutri-grain gang.
Gang. Oh, me too, yeah.
Yeah.
I eat a lot of fiber.
If I pull up my Subaru, kick on my fucking Birkenstocks.
Oh,
what's up?
What's up? Toes out.
Yeah, I'm listening to fucking...
Are we in it? Are we going?
Oh, yeah. No, we've been recording.
Okay, I didn't know if you were going to do an intro. I was waiting for it.
No, I don't like intros.
Yeah.
I don't like people telling me how I need to start my podcast.
I just did that, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know what?
I didn't know.
2 minutes in, you're fucking out of here.
Aw, shoot.
That would be a fun thing for me to start doing.
We've talked about scoliosis and Nutrigain bars. It's only been 2 minutes. How is this happening?
It's fast-paced, baby.
This is what happens when you're with Mike Nordstrom,
It's
guys.
Nonstop action.
He's got 8 Mile. It's on DVD.
Does your mom make you spaghetti? You might like this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are your hands sweaty? Grab a CD.
Yeah. Do you like looking at industrial Detroit? 8 Mile is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple of, it's really what it is about, is a couple of hardworking people building cars. The way that you're driving a PT Cruiser is thanks to Marshall Mathers. Say thank you. Why don't
thank
you?
Thank you, guys. You know, I shouldn't have brought out the CD.
Yeah. No, it's good. You know, people need you to know about the Brittany Murphy vehicle, 8 Mile,
yeah.
And the fact that I have it on DVD.
Yep, he does.
Some people stream it.
No.
You make me fucking sick.
Some people have to walk 8 miles to the store, to Blockbuster, just to get that. Mike has it in his ownership.
Yeah.
That's his.
It was sent to me by a dear, dear friend, a.k.a.
Eminem. The dude with scoliosis, yeah. But he could spit bars.
Yeah, and you know what? If he want a hunchback, he could give it to you too.
Yeah.
Yeah, never mind. I take that back. I know. I have 2 guys.
Okay.
2 hunchback guys.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you have any other medical issues?
I have like really bad stomach issues, but it's not diagnosed. Like, I think IBS is like an umbrella term for I don't know what's happening with you, so we're just going to call it irritable bowel syndrome.
Hell yeah.
It
sounds like a fun thing to have. Like, I want an excuse like that.
No, yeah, I used to, like, when I was 19, I started every day, like, just throwing up.
Just, that's not good.
No comms for it. I don't have a child.
But when I was, like, late to PE, I was just like, oh, I'm just lazy. I just procrastinated. I was mm-hmm. too busy watching 8 Mile.
Yeah.
And that's why I was late to play javelin.
You guys had javelin at school?
It was all we did. It was nonstop javelin.
I remember I was on the shot put in discus team, and the coach told us why they had to stop doing javelin because someone got hurt.
I watched that 1,000 Ways to Die episode.
Oh.
Yeah. Someone died.
I didn't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Death by javelin. That sounds badass.
It's one of my top 3 ways I'd want to go.
Yeah. Like javelin, scoliosis.
And then like...
Rap battle.
Rap battle.
8 Mile.
Yeah, I want to be stabbed during a rap battle because my beats are too fire and I can't think of any other comebacks.
Because
I lay out.
Like, I just have to kill them.
Like, be quiet. What if I was like bleeding out, but like still spitting bars in the mouth?
Yeah. Oh, Mikey Nords, aka Gucci Fiat, had such hot bars made out of diamonds and ice.
Oh my gosh.
We're gonna have to stab him right in his sternum with this toothbrush I made.
I would love for your last words to have rhymed. I feel like that would really fit into like who you were as a person.
The fact that I've never rhymed a day in my life.
That kind of had a rhythm to it.
I've never rhymed a day in my life.
Do you want to?
Nah, it's a lot of pressure. Okay, yeah, I feel like what if I start rhyming and I can't stop rhyming?
That's kind of what happened to me.
and then everything I talk is in a rhyme. And then I don't have like a cool rap rhyme. It'll be more like he's an old timey wizard rhyme.
Yeah.
Talking about Bridges 3. Anyway, this is an advice podcast.
Yeah.
We give advice. What do you think is the best advice you have ever gotten?
The only constant in life is change.
We're talking.
I like that phrase.
Pennies, nickels.
Pennies, nickels, dimes.
Quarters. Okay. Even a half dollar. Mm. I got a bunch of them. Couple of one of them JFKs on them.
Mm-hmm. Sacagawea.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if
the dollar coin.
if your mom doesn't talk to you anymore, it doesn't matter if you just lost your job at the processing plant. You're always gonna have a little bit of change.
Yeah, you're always gonna have a little bit of change. Well, that's actually not true for all of us. Some people do ask for change, but they get it. They'll get the change. If you ask for it, life will give you change 100%. Constantly.
Yeah. What do you have? A Mr. Pibb can? Turn that in. Get some change.
Yeah. Donate Mike's spine.
Come to my house. You know how much change I got? I'll give you all the change.
I just realized how much I was slouching, and I was like...
This is a slouching podcast. Yeah. It's for the slouch.
For the advice. Yeah. Take my slouchy advice, you guys.
Nothing says confidence quite like slouching.
Quite like shoulders.
We got people need advice. We're the people to give it to them.
Yes, I have never made any mistakes in my entire life. Mm-hmm. I even got to choose my parents.
DoorDash, addicted boyfriend, 27 male.
Okay.
My boyfriend has spent $300 on DoorDash last month. Just him. $60 this week so far. Just him. $32 on one meal from McDonald's. We live 2 miles from McDonald's. I tried to explain my hurt, but he doesn't seem to care. I'm just super disappointed whenever I tell him I'm hurt or disappointed by something. He does and gets mean towards me and is like, I don't know, why are you upset? What's the problem?
I hate to say it doesn't seem like there's an issue. That $300 a month, that averages out to 300 divided by 4.
This is an advice podcast, not a math podcast.
That's like $75 a week.
That's not
maybe
bad.
Less. 60. We'll say 65.
Yeah, it seems like
that's like 2 meals on DoorDash per week.
It seems like the problem isn't the fact that he's DoorDash. It's something else. It's the problem.
Well, they probably have money issues, and he's spending all of his free money on DoorDash and not taking her on dates.
That's true.
He's not probably not paying attention to her.
You're not taking the last on the dates, but you're eating 72 fish fillets?
Yeah, he doesn't ask her if she wants anything.
You gotta ask if she wants a fish fillet.
Yeah. And McDonald's? $32 at McDonald's? I would choose a better place to DoorDash. Like, you could just go to the drive-thru.
Go get PF Chang's.
I understand, like, if you're DoorDashing, like, Red Robin, Applebee's, like, their sit-down restaurants.
Yeah, a TGI Fridays.
Yeah, but you can go to McDonald's and... Like, you shouldn't be spending more than $20 at McDonald's for yourself. Even that's too much. It's expensive now. Like, one burger is like $7.
Yeah, not me. That's why I just scourge through the trash.
Maybe the real problem is she's not attracted to him anymore.
And she's using the McDonald's as a vehicle.
Yeah.
Because she wouldn't be complaining if she was just hot and heavy all the time.
Yeah. My boyfriend orders DoorDash. Does yours? Like,
yeah. If he had the full head of hair he had when they first met,
oh yeah,
maybe it wouldn't be a problem.
Now back hair is starting to develop, mm-hmm. And she doesn't like that. She thinks it's from the McDonald's. She thinks it's the food he's eating.
So I think the only way forward with this in this relationship is you gotta bring him to a quote unquote therapist. Actually, a hypnotist. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You hypnotize the guy. You make sure he never does DoorDash again.
Yeah.
That way you can also put in some other fun little things.
Mm.
You know? Like, when I snap my fingers, you're going to brush my teeth for me. When I blink three times in a row, you're going to pick my nose.
This guy needs a mom, not a girlfriend. I think you should budget him. And if that's too much, if it's too much for you to budget a different person, break up.
Yeah.
If he's not willing to change...
Girl?
Girl. There's more to life than a man who orders DoorDash.
Yeah, I think... I forgot
this
what I was going
to say. This is the first time I've ever seen you blank.
I was thinking of something that was real fucking hot and real good, ready to come off the presses, and I forgot it.
Just like how DoorDash promises to deliver your food on hot and ready on time.
Yeah,
and
but
it shows up cold and soggy and half eaten.
Oh, absolutely. Just fucking the burger that's dismantled. Yeah. There's a rat in mine. You ever get a rat in your meal?
No.
You ever trying to eat some chow fun and there's a 3'5" rat just hanging out smoking cigarettes?
Dude, to get that much protein for free though.
It's a good deal.
Yeah, that's a good deal, sure.
But I don't have enough room in my freezer. It's too filled up with Kool-Aid.
Yeah, what's in your freezer? It's Kool-Aid?
A lot of Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid and now half a rat man.
Wow. They'd become friends.
they're getting to know each other.
Yeah, they're getting.
Yeah, the problem was the rat.
They're both frozen. Is the problem.
but every once in a while, I leave the freezer open for a little too long. Rat starts to get defrosted and get real, real mad. Starts saying a lot of slurs that he should not be saying.
To you?
To me? I'm not even anybody you can call a slur. Right.
Yeah. I'm like, what slur does he use?
I can't use it either.
So you guys just...
I can't use it, and he shouldn't be using it.
And it's the only method, like, he can communicate to you. Yeah.
And who do I even complain to?
I don't know.
The,
I think
DoorDash?
DoorDash advice.
They stopped answering my calls. They said, what do you mean you were delivered a 3'5" rat man that's now living in your freezer, and he's racist?
How did Logan Farr's son get in your fridge?
This is crazy. And they thought it was a prank call. It's not a prank call. It's my life.
Yeah.
And I'm fighting for it here.
I'm looking at the floor more now. I'm like, I feel like there's going to be a rat coming out here any minute.
I fucking hope so, dude.
I hope so, too. It'd make this exciting.
Then finally, cheers, someone would believe me.
Yes, finally.
Yeah. What is the worst advice you've ever gotten?
The worst advice I've ever gotten.
Yeah, people ever say some dumb shit to you? And you guys say, nah, that's dumb. Or you ever do that advice?
I think when people are like, just do it, you're young. Like, there's so much time left in the world. Just like, don't check it for fentanyl. You know,
yeah,
like
you
that
can
kind
afford
of,
to do heroin.
Yeah, like, just treat your body like crap because it can handle it right now.
Yeah, I think the eye patch will be cool.
Yeah.
Go ahead, pop that eyeball right out with the spork.
Yeah. I don't know what the worst piece of advice I've gotten is.
I mean, that's pretty bad advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I give the opposite advice. I give very old man advice. You should really prepare for your future.
Yeah. That's what I think we should be telling people nowadays.
Yeah, you should be saving that change. It's going to come in handy.
Uh-huh. Maybe follow your dreams.
Yeah, that's right. Don't follow your dreams. Unless your dream is being, you know, like building PT Cruisers in Detroit with...
being an essential worker.
With Eminem. That would be cool.
Yeah. That's very niche, but I'm sure someone got to do it.
Yeah, if you're a fan of 8 Mile.
Wait, is the 8 Mile in the frame? It's
8
just
Mile.
Been there.
Yeah. I wish I could... You ever wish you could replace your head with an 8 Mile DVD?
Yeah. Insert the cut, or it's just it's just my head is...
Yeah. That's all I wish in this world.
Yeah.
I don't ask for much, God.
Yeah, I don't ask for much advice.
Just get rid of my head and replace it with an 8
Mile
DVD.
Sorry, I said CD, you said DVD.
Close enough.
Yeah.
We both agree it can't be the Blu-ray, though.
Yeah, no.
Not on my watch.
No.
What am I, Jordan Belfort? Who am I, Grant Cardone? Who am I, The Rockefeller?
Oh, these riffs are too good for me.
Who am I? Mr. Campbell from the Campbell Soup Company? All right, we got okay. More people needing advice.
More advice.
Best friend's partner hiding things. Guys, my friend is seeing this guy, and he owns a store with his brother, and she asked, what's the store called? And he said, sorry, I don't want to say in case we don't work out and it causes problems in the future. Don't you guys think that's so strange? What does he think will happen?
Okay, so she's dating this guy?
She's dating this guy, or seeing this guy, whatever the difference is.
And he owns the store.
With his brother.
With his brother. And then who can she not find out about?
She can't. He doesn't want her to find out the name of the business in case if they don't work out and she shows up to the business in an act of revenge.
Oh. Well, like, I would want to know where you're going to work every day.
Yeah. Are you building bombs?
Yeah. He must be working on the next 8 Mile movie.
What's going on?
Top secret. That's really suspicious, and I would kind of lose all of my trust with that person if they didn't want to share their line of work.
Well, also, like, what is he expecting that, like, he will do? Like, he's already prepared, like, I'm gonna fuck this lady up.
It seems like a woman has gone to him in his place of work before and, like...
Yeah, shit just, on the floor or something.
Yeah, just crying, like, begging for him back.
Released a 3'5" rat man. And he just won't leave.
No. Oh my God, they so belong together.
He's saying the S word and the P word and the W word and the Q word.
And the X word.
And the X word. I'll fucking get you. Someone called me the X word the other day and I cried for 30 minutes in a Walgreens.
You deserved it. No, I'm kidding.
I didn't deserve it.
I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, that's kind of me. I'm a human being.
I know. Not a rat.
not a rat man.
I know.
I'm taller than 3'5".
Yeah, that's why you said 3'5".
I'm 5'11".
I said I'm 5'3".
I'm going to start telling people I'm shorter and shorter.
Like go half an inch down every year?
Yeah. Each year I'm 5'10". They're like, weren't you 5'11"? Yeah. No, I'm 5'10".
I'm 5'10 now.
Yeah, and then one day I'll hit 5'5", an angel number, and then I'll die.
Okay, you let me know when that happens.
Yeah, so I can get all your things.
So I can get this, yeah, this is a really cool podcast setup. Yeah. I'd love to inherit it.
I've been wanting an 8 Mile DVD for years.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Yeah, the only way I can get my hands on it if Mike dies.
Yeah, there is none left. I can't purchase that now. I only have access through it to
they're all sold
through
up.
You. Yeah,
that's what BlackRock's up to. They're buying houses and they're buying 8 Mile DVDs. Yeah. So this lady seeing the guy with the home of business, house of business, the business. I think you should hang out with him. Okay, hang out with him. And then say, oh, I gotta go. Don't go. Go to your car. Wait till he leaves. Follow him.
Oh, yeah. So this is how she's gonna find out. Mm-hmm. She's gonna betray his trust.
By stalking him.
Yeah.
Okay, follow him. And then that way you can find out what he does. Maybe he runs a sweatshop.
Okay, I'm giving the wrong advice. I get it now. I get it now. Okay.
Yeah. You're picking up what I'm putting down?
Yeah, I'm being too logical in this situation.
What do you mean? That is logical.
Yeah, I think meet up with him at the Starbucks. He'll go ask for the bathroom key.
Because he could, because you know, he has the IBS and he's taking runny dumps.
I feel attacked, but...
because the macchiato, and I don't know.
Yeah, and then follow him in his car. Get his driver's license. Mm-hmm. Look him up on the internet. Find out everything about him. You're going to realize you're the weird one.
Yeah. Yeah. Turns out he needs a restraining order from you.
Turns out you need a new line of work.
Yeah. Turns out you can't bring a gun into a nursery.
Yeah. 5150'd yourself.
Boom. Yeah, maybe you should mind your own business.
Yeah.
But this also, the lady didn't write in. The lady's friend wrote in.
And they're in their 20s, am I remembering 20. Correctly? Okay, so it's not Hunter Biden.
Yeah, not Hunter Biden. I don't know. Probably say, why don't you want me to know? Or like, how did he fuck over someone else?
Or ask for a job.
Yeah. How can I get in this business?
Maybe say... even if it's a lie, I just went through a really bad breakup, looking for a new job, trying to restart myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what your job is, but I need to work there so I can be a part of every aspect of your life, like a leech.
Oh, for sure.
Because everyone wants a leech in their life.
Everybody wants a leech.
Yeah.
A little barnacle boy.
This guy's got a 3.5-foot rat. Never had a leech companion.
This rat boy is latched onto me by the hip.
Yeah.
He won't leave me alone.
Mm-mm.
I say, leave, Gerald, please. And then just more slurs right out of his mouth.
I'm just imagining someone like, what's Mike got in his pocket? And you just pull out like a frozen rat.
No, it's better this way.
Yeah.
You're happy he's frozen.
Yeah, it's not a gun this time, you guys. You should be happy.
Yeah. Everyone was upset that I pulled out a gun at the Pete's Coffee.
Yeah.
But now I pull out a rat and I'm a bad guy still. Yeah. What can I do?
We'd be going crazy for those rabies. Sorry, those are rhyme.
This is a strict no rhyming zone. Only because it makes me feel bad and I can't do it.
Yeah.
I get so mad when I can't watch people play basketball. I see
someone. Because you can't play.
I see someone dunk, and I get furious with
That's
envy.
Okay. You could still be like a 3-point shooter.
I don't have the arms for it.
Really?
Too long and too many joints.
When I shoot a basketball, I put like my elbows out so I have more strength, and yeah. I don't have like a guiding hand. I just push it.
Yeah, but I have what the doctor says.
Scoliosis.
Two elbows.
Yeah.
No. I guess four elbows
okay,
in total.
Wait, what? I was like, I have two elbows.
Yeah. I'm talking two
four?
On the same arm.
Oh, okay. So yeah. You're disjointed.
I have a double hinge in the bicep.
It's like you can't aim. Because it can't go here, long. But it goes there. Okay.
Yeah.
We got to play some basketball time sometime, Mike.
Yeah. I was also just lying. I'm actually hella fucking sick on the court.
Oh.
I'm hella fucking dope on the fucking court.
Yeah. You told me one time you threw up. Afterwards.
Yeah, I threw up after because I care about the game. Because I give it my all.
You were like, it was a bad game, and I felt like my athleticism was just shit, so I had to throw it up.
Because that was the old me. That's not the real me. That's toxins. That's the devil coming in me and making me bad.
That breakfast did nothing for me. That was not a breakfast for champions.
Yeah. Turns out 3 cigarettes and a croissant wasn't enough.
Turns out you can digest that. But it will come back up if you do play basketball.
Yeah. And why did I have to swallow the cigarettes? You know, now I'm going to have a cigarette. Cigarette tree grow up in my stomach.
Ooh.
Yeah, which is kind of pretty.
Houseplant.
Mm-hmm. New me.
Yeah.
New plant.
New growth.
Cover girl.
Anyway.
We got more advice, people.
Yeah.
People need help. Now, who are we?
My girlfriend is mad because I lied saying that I'm not crying. My girlfriend is so mad at me for lying that I was not crying. First and foremost, I don't want her to know that I'm crying because I don't know how to explain it to her. I don't even know why I was crying so hard that time. I don't want to admit to her that I am indeed crying because I know that what she'll say will not help me. She doesn't like me, but lying... She doesn't like me lying, but I know I don't feel safe telling her that I'm crying. Now she's very mad at me, calling me a liar, a red flag, and disrespectful. What should I do? I did ask for space last night because I don't have the emotional capacity to deal with it at the moment. But that made her even more furious. How should I deal with this? I think you should cry about it.
I think you should for sure cry about it.
Yeah.
And lean into the cry. Become the crying guy.
Yeah. I think start posting videos of yourself on the internet crying.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you start crying, take a selfie.
Mm-hmm.
Post it. You'll become a lot more comfortable with the fact that everybody knows what your crying face looks like.
100%.
And it's ugly.
Yeah. It's so freeing.
It's disgusting. It's worse than Kim Kardashian's.
Yeah. And then make sure you share the song you're listening to while you do it.
Yeah.
Whatever Tool you're
whatever
listening
Nirvana
to.
Whatever Nirvana shit you're on.
Turn the Bob Seger's
Radiohead.
Turn the page.
Yeah.
I
You and Parker both, like, I feel like every time you guys make a reference, I don't know what it is. And I just have to be like, because I know it's funny.
Yeah.
I know it's good, but I'm not with the times.
It's just a song.
Yeah. It's just a song that you can cry to.
Yeah, it's a song you can cry to about being on the road.
I would be interested to know if his girlfriend has cried in front of him and how he comforts her. Because it sounds like he's just not emotionally apt to talking about his emotions with other people.
Which you gotta be.
Yeah.
Also, I think bad boys are out. criers are in.
Yeah.
The ladies want a crier.
I love a crier.
Yeah. You gotta be crying.
I remember I used to try to make my ex-boyfriend cry just because I wanted to see him be vulnerable with me.
Yes. Yeah. Just singing just Sarah McLachlan songs.
One time I gifted him this 3.5-foot frozen rat and he cried tears of joy. Yeah. Maybe you should try to cry tears of joy in front of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch those videos of like a military guy coming back and surprising his daughter in a gymnasium.
Mm-hmm.
That will get you the tears a going.
Yeah.
Watch Malcolm in the Middle. That will get it going.
You know, like, I can't watch videos and cry, though. It has to be something that personally happens to me.
Oh, I cry during movies, shows all the time.
Okay.
The Malcolm in the Middle thing, not a joke.
Yeah. He's like, he's the middle child.
Yeah. It's an emotional show.
It's a bad place to be.
No, just be a crier.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And women love it. And she probably really wants you to cry, and she's frustrated. And the fact that you said, I need space.
And that's not good.
I think all she wants is just to know what's going on in your head.
Mm-hmm. She wants to brush a tear from your cheek.
You know when you, like, shove your feelings down so much that you can't talk about them without crying?
Oh, what, did you just repress and repress?
I think he's very repressed.
Oh, of course.
Especially because he decided to go to the internet. More frequent problem I think we have
people,
than not.
People not crying.
Yeah, especially men not crying enough.
Pol Pot never cried. Mussolini never cried. We could have stopped a lot of genocides.
Yeah.
If they just shed a little tear.
So should he, you think he's capable of that?
I think if he keeps it in, you know?
Like, he could be the next world leader.
I think you give it 7 years.
Okay.
You know, he's going to have some thoughts about certain people.
7 years for him to just replace all the body's cells that he has now. And then
he'll be a new man.
He'll recreate himself with his non-emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And rule the world.
Just as
you're in your
20s,
I think.
Yeah. His promise.
Yeah. You guys can't get married because if she's walking down the aisle and you don't cry because you're seeing your wife in her dress for the first time, then she's going to break up with you right then and there.
The birds are chirping.
Yeah.
Her dad is right there.
Yeah, you can't have her dad be crying and you're not crying.
That's the first time that man has ever cried since he lost his platoon in Vietnam.
Since she was born.
In Vietnam.
In Vietnam, yeah.
After he lost his whole platoon.
Yeah. Then the baby was born. He got the letter the next day. It was crazy. He cried about it. And now he's over it. And now he has a beautiful daughter who's marrying a man.
Yeah.
Who can't cry.
Who can't process his emotions.
Yeah. Is that why we went to Vietnam? No.
Yeah.
This is America.
How about you go to Vietnam?
Yeah. Go to Vietnam, then go to therapy and cry.
And then watch 8 Mile.
Yeah.
Yeah, just think about what a talent Brittany Murphy was, and it's a shame she's no longer with us.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Brittany Murphy's the love interest.
Oh, what happened to her?
She died.
In the movie, or?
No, in real life.
Oh, that's so sad.
You think overdose.
So when you're crying in the bathroom, I do this a lot, and you look in the mirror and you're just like, what am I?
Mm-hmm.
You're nothing. Open the mirror and look at what pills are behind the mirror.
Yeah. What, do you got Tums in there?
Yeah.
Eat all of the Tums.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that can't be good for you.
Yeah, and that's going to make your tummy upset, and guess what you're going to do? Cry.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to just be in emotional pain anymore. You're going to be in physical, real pain. And that's when the tears start flowing uncontrollably. Mm-hmm. You cannot stop it.
Okay, that's when you start drawing pictures of your family, you know?
Yeah.
And then you start putting, my dad thinks that I will never be 5'5".
Yeah.
You know?
And then your tear drops on your
on the paper.
Sister, and you're like, fuck, I got my sister wet with my tear.
But then the tears, they fall on the sister, and then the paper starts to come alive as the sister, and it comes out of the paper.
Ooh.
Now you have a little friend.
It's like the movie Enchanted.
100%. And you just created the human person. Now you feel like God. And that power is going to get to your head real quick. And you're going to start making a lot of decisions. World leader.
Okay, yeah. So don't overdose, actually.
Because
that might be the goal. You know, we all think about it. Or maybe we don't all think about it, but we all think that. And then we realize life goes on.
Life goes on.
And you could be a world leader by the time you die.
You could always create magical paper people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Flat Stanley. Just read it.
Look at him.
Cry.
Yeah, he's flat.
Yeah.
And he has a pretty good attitude about it.
Yep. Just like your girlfriend. No, yeah. Kidding. Okay.
Yeah, look at Hey Arnold. He had a big old fucking head. You don't see him whining about it.
Mm-mm.
That's a hat. Look at
that head stores a lot of tears.
Look at Arthur, the anteater.
The way you said, look at.
Look at, he's a fucking...
I'm an anteater? What are you trying to say?
I'm saying Arthur is an anteater.
Oh.
What do you mean you're an anteater?
Like, I go to UC Irvine and we're the anteaters.
Oh, okay.
I thought, like, you were like, look at Arthur. I'm like, it's my hair.
Yeah.
My hair is big, but my head is normal, I promise. Okay?
I thought you were saying you're part anteater. I'm like, that is nuts. I didn't know. I thought you were all Italian.
I was like, yeah, that's where I got my nose from. It's just really sticking out. Yeah,
that's where you got your taste for red ants.
And my IBS, actually.
You don't know that about anteaters, but they be pooping.
Yeah. Yeah, white people have a thing to colonize because it's the anteater in them.
Got the fucking anteater in me.
Yeah.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
I don't know if they make noises.
They do more like...
Yeah,
more sucking. They're a big sucker animal. Yeah, if any animal sucks, it's them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Or the human one.
Yeah. Or leeches.
The human race.
Yeah, so.
You know how long the human race is? It's 8 miles long.
That's not that far.
Not that far.
That's not far at all. That really puts everything into perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, when I first started, like, dating, I was like, my first relationship, I was like, I need to not make a mistake. I was like, I need to make sure they're the one.
Yeah. Oh, no, you can.
And I was like, it's so embarrassing if I like had to break up with someone and they're like, oh, she's going through a breakup and they know that she's like,
yeah,
like raw with her emotions. Like, I was like, I need to get it right the first time.
No, God, no.
Yeah, no. I don't know what I was thinking. No one gets it right the first.
Psychopaths.
I think it's because I watched a lot of princess movies growing up. And yeah. So I was like, one day my prince will come,
yeah,
and then we'll have a kid.
No. I'm going to have 72 children.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, they're all going to be named Janine.
Yeah. I'm going to have 72 children with 72 virgins.
Yeah. It's going to be cool. We're going to start 17 basketball teams.
And we're going to live in my apartment.
Yeah.
Every week I'm going to give them fatherly advice on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, hey, don't drink water out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's too much mercury in there.
There is so much Kool-Aid in my freezer. How dare you drink water?
Yeah. Yeah. You could be getting your electrolytes from the Kool-Aid man.
Your dad is on coke. I need my kids to have energy.
Yeah, you have any idea how much I work for you kids?
Yeah.
To provide Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
You're practically spitting right in my larynx.
Spitting right in my larynx when that's all I had to do to get your virgin mother pregnant.
Oh, because I am coughing up cum.
Scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was that's a clip.
That's a good time.
That's a clip. I wanted to bring out my Mike Nordstrom voice. I had to.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was fucking solid.
That was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to only do podcasts with people who can do Michael Nordstrom impersonations now.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. That'll be...
Make it a segment?
No, I want it to be the whole podcast.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I just want to talk to me.
Yeah. Did that feel like, do you get it now?
I think I get it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm a narcissist.
Yeah, because, I don't think you know what you really sound like, when you're talking.
I don't.
Yeah, never.
Yeah, I wish I did.
Yeah. I should have worn a hat for this, too.
You should have
worn a backwards hat.
Could go and Love is Blind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Blind yourself. Spend every day, starting tomorrow, staring directly into the sun. Lose your eyesight. Then go on Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Then double blind,
mm-hmm,
okay? Say, hey, love shouldn't, it shouldn't matter that I can't see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a good person.
Yeah.
Okay? I've seen 8 Mile.
I've seen the sun.
I don't have it on DVD, but I know a guy who has it on DVD. Yeah, and he might let us borrow it if we ask very nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And we give him access to our internet sometimes.
Yeah, and we might watch it now.
Yeah. Yeah, and then that's how you find your love, by mm-hmm, losing your eyesight and going on TV in front of millions of people.
Yeah. I think if I lost my eyesight, I'd have lower standards.
100%.
Yeah.
He won't care if he orders a lot of DoorDash because he loves a blind person.
I would just be like, ooh, you ordered groceries?
Yeah. Sick.
Yeah.
Why does it smell like fish fillets?
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Yeah.
That's what he sounds like.
Yeah. I got it straight from the ocean.
Yeah, I caught it with my own two teeth.
I fried it with the electric socket in my car.
Yeah. I got one of those things in my key.
Yeah, you know, the cigarette thing. You plug it in. I did it with the grill, you know.
It gets real hot. I got a lot of burns.
Yeah, these burns. I need you to soothe them.
You don't know I got burns because you can't
you
see them.
You can't see them.
But I'm covered in them.
But they're hot. You can feel them.
I feel like an old tarp.
If you put your hand near my skin, it would feel like 100 degrees right now, not 98.
Oh, I'm burning up.
Ah, burning love.
I'm hot like the sun.
I think we should have sex. I feel like that's how you do dirty talk.
Yeah, bring over the tartar sauce. We gotta get covered in this tartar.
Did you see that SpongeBob episode ever where they like dropped tartar sauce
on
Patrick?
No.
Oh, dude, a whole can of tartar sauce.
Then they had sweet, sweet, passionate love?
No, that was not in the children's episode on Nickelodeon.
Then I didn't watch it.
Okay, I think you were like, I think you were doing something yourself with the tartar. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't want to say that. But anyway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's probably the best way for you to find love. Be blind. Go on TV. Go on the one, the Beautiful Beast one, where they put on a bunch of weird makeup. Be
that one. That one.
They can make you into an anteater. So you look like an anteater, and they go on a date, and the other guy looks like fucking Mick Jagger.
You're just like telling them to be furries now at this point.
It's all it is. Yeah. It's big time furry.
Yeah.
Big furry vibes. And then they go on the date with like three people and all in different costumes. And they're like, I want to fuck the rhino.
I want to fuck the rhino.
Yeah. I want the rhino to be on blue electric rhinos from the gas station. Yeah. The dick bill. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I need my horn.
No, fucking both of them. I'm gonna saw it off.
I have one horn, four elbows,
and really good at basketball.
Oh yeah,
you'd see me on the court.
Yeah, when I lift weights, I don't use chalk. I use tartar sauce.
You see, you doing me just makes me do more of an impression of me.
Yeah,
that's just a lot of me.
I can feel it. You're doing an impression of yourself.
Yeah. Slowly.
What if you try to be me?
Why don't we just try to be me?
Okay, yeah. Let's do that. I'm not as interesting.
I'm not that.
I already have a deep voice. I just have a deep voice, so.
I don't know. I can't do it. I'm not good at impersonations.
Are we doing this one?
We can do this one. Yeah, okay. Sure. Help me get a girlfriend. Hi. I'm looking for advice on how to get a girlfriend. Here is some info so you guys can give me good advice. I like tech and gaming. And if I were to describe my personality, it would be an emotional tech lover who plays on the computer for over 5 hours in one day. And I handle rejection with a bunch of crying. So how do I actually attract a girl?
I think this guy should online date.
Online date.
I think he should get a gamer girlfriend.
One of them gamer
who
girls.
Who is actually a bot.
Not a real person.
And it's a man behind the screen.
Just some dude from Uzbekistan named Stanley.
Yeah, if you like video games, you like fantasy, you can pretend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just play fucking Animal Crossing with Stephanie.
Yeah, it was just unfortunate when he said, here are some things about me, and tech and 5 hours of video games per day was his main...
It's his main thing.
Main course.
That's his personality.
Yeah. Google it.
Yeah. I don't think tech should be your personality. That's a wild personality.
I mean, texts.
I'm bad at describing myself.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't describe it as things I have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? I'm not a couch guy. That's even better. I'd rather be the couch guy than the tech guy.
Yeah. I'd rather be the DoorDash guy than the tech guy.
Oh, for sure. I'd rather be a door guy. than the tech guy.
Yeah.
I'll open doors.
Yeah. It just, it's giving like you go to raves and wearing Patagonia.
Oh, for sure. Your shorts are either too short or too long.
Too long.
And they're khaki.
And they're bought by your mom.
And they're tight, and it doesn't go well with your polo. And you're wearing boat shoes with no socks.
And they're too short at the ankles, and we can see your bare skin, and the socks should be longer, because it's not professional.
No one wants to see your ankles.
Nobody.
Nobody wants to see bare ankle.
Except for your online girlfriend.
She would love your bare ankle.
Yeah. You can send her pictures of it.
Yeah. Look at this bony part of my foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you like this?
That'd be fun. You know, in high school, me and my friends used to like take underwear and like put it in our elbows and then make like a butt.
Hell yeah.
And then send it to people and they would screenshot it and be like, "You're so hot."
I do that now, but just for me.
You're like, I don't like looking at strangers on the internet.
Yeah, I just fold up my bicep. Oh,
anytime I see a crease, I get hard.
Yeah. If there's folds, I'm in.
Like, the crease in the screen screen right now is getting me aroused.
That's why I gotta look forward, you know? I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
Freaking out.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna fucking explode my eyes out of my head.
Damn.
Yeah.
I think you need tech for that. I don't know if you can do that just yourself. Unless you sneeze with your eyes open. Apparently.
Is that a thing that happens?
Apparently, if you sneeze with your eyes open, you'll like be blind. Dang. And I've tried.
You tried
to I wanted to find love.
Yeah.
And
have you tried sewing them open?
No, I don't know how to sew. Seems I know that's a...
You're talking to a dignified seamstress.
Are you a dignified like seamstress with patience though?
What's the difference?
I think there is a difference. It's kind of like a sewing a pillow versus being a surgeon.
You still haven't convinced me. That sounds like kind of the same thing.
I don't know. I did get my nose pierced in a basement, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could do that to your eyelids.
I would just want to do one.
Just one eyelid.
Can you remove it?
Oh. Yeah, I got a
knife. Is it like Coraline? Or what's that movie where they like
Coraline,
stitch?
Coraline, so...
Her eyes with her button eye. Okay, it is.
Eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay. Maybe after we watch 8 Mile, because I do want to see 8 Mile.
Well,
I don't just want to hear it, even though I do think that's the best part.
It is
like
the best part.
The raps.
But let me tell you, the cinematography.
That, yeah.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
He does a good job.
The color scheme? Oh, so good.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So blue and dolls and blue.
Yeah.
So fucking blue. All right, we got someone else who needs advice.
Okay.
We'll do one more of these bad boys.
Uno más.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. One that isn't crazy long.
My daughter's 12, and this school year became friends with a girl that is a bad influence. Prior to this, she had a very pretty large friend group, and they were all very nice and doing well in school. This new girl, I'll call her B, gets grounded constantly and in trouble at school all the time. My daughter recently got in trouble for calling a girl a name at school, and because of this, I looked through her phone messages. The things on there were horrible. At the beginning, all the bullying messages were coming from B talking about other kids at school, but over the last 6 months, my daughter slowly joined in until her messages were almost as bad. B also has a lot of messages alluding to sex and alcohol, and thankfully my daughter doesn't have any messages like that. I don't know if I should stop her from seeing B as much as possible or let her figure it out on her own so she learns from this. I would let her figure it out, but at this point where it's interfering with school. To make matters worse, my daughter's old friend group saw B for what she is and refused to be friends with my daughter if they remain friends. So my daughter basically ditched all of her friends for a few people that are bringing her down in so many ways. After a long discussion with my daughter, she will be starting therapy, but I don't know what else to do.
I like how you went to normal voice, into British, into Valley Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to be all of her friends.
Yeah. Very diverse school.
So this sounds like exactly what happened to me when I started Roast Battle.
A lot of meanies.
And Josh Means is B. And I'm the girl. And you gotta just let her learn on her own.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge advocate that kids She'll just learn on their own.
Yeah, because one day she's going to be mean to the wrong person. Yeah. And that's going to be a 47-year-old steel worker named Timothy from Philadelphia. And he's going to fucking put her in a tombstone.
Yeah, he hits women. He doesn't care.
Oh, for sure. He's going to throw you through a wall.
Yeah. You know, I think your daughter needs to get punched in the face.
Yeah. And if no one's willing to punch her in the face, you might have to pay one of the kids at her school to punch her in the face.
I think B would do it. I think you should make an alliance with B.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like groom her.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of like raise her up at the same time so you're like making her nice.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Actively trying to get her to better like your daughter.
Like say, gotta say like, hey B, do you want to learn how to drive? And you put her in your car, okay? And you're driving it.
And you
nighttime.
Give her alcohol behind the wheel.
Yeah, and
because
it's
kids can't drive, but kids with alcohol can.
And you could put like a mannequin. You fill its clothes full of meat and fake blood, and you have her fucking hit the mannequin. And you start freaking out. You say, "Keep on going, B. Keep on going. You can't stop. You just fucking killed that guy. Holy fuck! I can't believe you killed that guy, B. You can't tell anybody about this."
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, she's so scared and worried. It's like, hey, maybe you should be a little nicer.
Yeah. Well, then she'll feel like she has to tell people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when she starts opening up to the people that she's bullying and, like, sees them as real people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that she can use them as an informant for her bad doing.
Sometimes you got to take a life to know what the, how to treat people.
Yeah. And they're only 12. It's good to know what it feels like to take a life before you're 13.
100%. I don't know where I'd be if I didn't see the life drained from that chess player's eyes.
Yeah, and then you get trialed as a kid, so you can learn your mistakes and learn from them and hopefully not be a bully anymore.
Yeah, be a good person. Yeah,
do you think he called her B for like bitch, or do you think
maybe. That'd be
the
fun.
First letter of her first name?
Maybe a little bit of both.
Is he being a bully?
He could be a bully.
Dude, the father going to Reddit too, I'm like, you just gotta have a conversation with the mom.
The mom has to get involved.
She might not be though, I just realized.
That's very true. Maybe that's why she's being a bully.
Yeah. Wait, maybe his daughter's like starting her period for the first time and he's just like, this bitch! Like, she totally changed. She turned 12 and now she's rude and obnoxious.
No, now she's staying up late and watching 8 Mile.
On her period, yeah.
What happened to my baby girl?
My baby girl shouldn't walk 8 miles. I'll do it for her.
I'm a man.
I'm supposed to provide.
That's why I have Kool-Aid in my fridge.
Yes, like a rat.
Where is she learning all these racist slurs from?
I think I'm better at riffing when I'm Mike.
That is the trick.
Yeah.
That is the trick. You gotta sound like me to be me.
Yeah, well, my throat hurts so much from being you, Mike. I don't know how you do it.
What can I say? I'm professional. I'm good at my job.
Yep.
I feel like you guys do it a little too raspy.
Yeah.
I feel like when I said raspy, it was pretty raspy.
I said it's pretty raspy.
But I feel like people can only do it when it's raspy.
Yeah, just your country self. Like I can't do that.
Yeah, it's fucking.
But
people don't get those inflections in that.
Inflections.
It's all about the inflections.
Yeah.
And then some drawn out words.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta.
I hope to improve.
Hey.
I just started doing the mic impressions. Did you ever? This is related to the dad. But did you ever get bullied?
Oh, for sure. I got bullied, and then I became kind of a bully. I was a real dick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking I was being funny. I was just being mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Me.
Yeah. Like, I shouldn't have had made that kid eat a receipt. That was fucked up.
Wow.
Yeah. That wasn't a good time. I'm sorry.
You were supposed to give that to his mom.
Yeah.
For the Scholastic Book Fair.
Yeah. You're not supposed.
She's like, what, are you spending it on drugs?
Yeah, and then
he's like, no, Mike made me eat the paper.
Yeah. What, that's
papers?
Crazy.
You're eating paper?
Who would do that? What kind of monster would do that?
Uh-oh.
Mike Nordstrom.
I was kind of like bullied by my own friends. Like they would be nice to me, but then one day they wouldn't. And I'd be like, wait, guys, what happened?
Yeah.
And then like I got really attached to them. So now I'm like, that's the regular.
Yeah, they just call me mean names all the time.
That's what I deserve.
They call me Stinky Larry now.
Lexi ass is smelly.
PU is what they say when I come around.
Those are my initials.
Yeah. The ringtone on their phone is, who let the stink out?
Who?
Lexi walks into a room and they say, ooey, ooey, ooey. It smells like pooey.
Actually, when I was in elementary school, I was being called Sexy Lexi by my teacher, so you cannot compete with that. Yeah, my teacher, he was my music teacher, and we were like making songs about things that rhymed with our names. And he got to like a fair amount of people in the class, and then he came to me. And I guess the only thing he could think of was Lexi. So he said, her name is Lexi. She likes to dance around when she feels sexy.
That's not appropriate.
And then the whole class laughed. Remember this girl's face turned red and she was like, ah! It was like the craziest. Like, nobody had ever heard someone curse, let alone, like, sexy was like a crazy word back then.
That's a crazy thing for a teacher to say to a student.
So then he immediately realized, oh, I probably did something very wrong to this child's development.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
So he let me get up with him and play the piano and make a song about him.
Damn.
But his last name was Teague. So I was like, nothing rhymes with Teague. And I mean, League, I guess. So I said, I was like, Mr. Teague, he sits down when he pees. Like, it was bad.
Hell yeah, dude. You fucking got him.
I rhymed Teague with pee, I remember.
Yeah, Teague, Pete.
And look where I am now. I'm a person. Sexy Lexi, but she took a big L.
She's got fucking 32 teeth. What are you gonna do about it?
Yep.
She got two noses. What are you gonna do about it?
I have one nose, but enough for two.
She fucking knows fucking long division.
Bro.
What are you gonna do about it?
My mom, have you seen The Shallows? Or A Star is Born?
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a different movie.
Different movie. One's a shark movie. One's with Lady Gaga.
Because the song is in the sha-la-la-la-la, so I said that. But there's that scene where she's like walking into her house and Bradley Cooper's in the car and she like stops for a second and she's like,
"Has a weird nose."
And my mom was like, "So when someone makes fun of your nose in a roast battle," she was like, "Just do that." And then I was like, "Mom,
now fucking kill."
That is who I get my advice from. That was great advice.
Yeah, or just like get a big printout picture.
No, I love
that.
Yeah,
and just say, "Hey,
yeah,
fuck you."
Lady Gaga, Amy Winehouse, the woman from Lady Bird.
Yeah.
We all have the same nose.
Lexi Ginelli. Only one person needs advice now.
You.
It's Michael Nordstrom.
Okay.
If you could give me advice in any aspect of my life.
Unsolicited.
It could be in comedy. It could be in life. Relationship advice. It could be interior design advice.
Mm-hmm.
What do I need to work on?
I think the walls shouldn't be brown.
Paint the walls.
That's all I have for Mike. You are perfect in my eyes.
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
you're too sweet. You're too sweet.
I'm sorry.
Is there anything you want to say? Anything finishing words?
I'm finished.
Okay.
I'm done. I had so much fun. Thank you for having me.
If you want to find me, you could find me at Lowe's, and I'll be there eating all the plants, because I'm a hungry, hungry boy.
If you want to find me, I'll be on Instagram at lexi.t.rexy, because Lexi T. Rexy was taken, so I had to put the dots, and that's where I'll be, or I'll be with Mike watching the mile.
Can I get a hell yeah? What? Can I get a hell yeah? What? Hell yeah. What? Hell yeah. And I know it ain't right, and I know it ain't right, and I know you shouldn't take this advice, but make sure you're really drunk when you drive and walk on some glass with no shoes on and don't pay.